Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Kindness Method, written and read by Sheru Izadi.
How many times have you embarked on a plan of change, only to run out of steam within weeks? How often do you notice habits emerging that you're not particularly proud of? Maybe you'd like to drink less or exercise more. Maybe you want to stick to a diet or stop putting off a big career change. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why, even though I know it's in my best interests, do I not manage to stick to my plans? It doesn't matter what habits you'd like to change or what resolutions you want to stick to. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'll start you on a process that will not only help you to put your plans into action, but will simultaneously increase your self-esteem, raise your self-awareness, and strengthen your resilience. The tools in this book will set you up to have the best possible chance of achieving any goal of your choosing. I believe that we already know what works for us and what will get us to where we want to be. We just need to follow a simple framework that helps draw that wisdom out. The kindness method is not a replacement for diet plans or therapy, for detoxes or organize your life apps. They can all be part of the process if you'd like them to be. This book will simply help you to understand why, time and time again, when you start a new plan, you may be able to keep it up for a while, but you don't quite manage to stick to it. It'll also give you some tips on how to create a plan that's sustainable. Just as if you were attending sessions with me, I'll guide you through an easy-to-follow series of exercises designed to help you shine a light on the thoughts and behaviors that are holding you back. The exercises include writing letters to yourself, brainstorming to create personalized memory aids, and populating maps, and are designed to help you become aware of the ways you may be sabotaging your own efforts. These tools are the ones I use on myself, as well as with my clients. When I say maps, I simply mean a theme written in the middle of a page, around which you make notes in whatever way suits you. I'll go into more detail about how to do this later in the book. Some of the maps used in substance misuse treatment are quite prescriptive themselves and prompt you to answer questions leading on from each other. Some provide headings and fields to complete with a scoring system at the bottom to keep track of which maps are most useful. To be honest, most of the maps I've used are free maps on blank paper. I'll usually pick up from a conversation what's most important for a client to explore during a session and create a map by writing a few words in the middle of a page. I then hand it to them, and they develop this however they like, noting down the words and sentences that come to them in whatever order and grouping they like. So, without guidance around how to make them effective, the maps are literally a word or sentence in the middle of a page around which you make notes randomly. Although the kindness method process itself can be applied to address a range of unwanted habits, most of the anecdotal stories and examples in this book are about experiences with drugs, including alcohol and sugar. Not only is this where the bulk of my knowledge and experience lies, but now, in private practice, at least 80% of clients come to talk about alcohol. Attempting to manage a relationship with an addictive substance that alters us chemically poses a range of additional challenges. So I believe that those who've mastered it have an enormous amount to teach us about managing less harmful day-to-day habits.